Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
17-year-old arrested after high-speed chase and crash. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Early Saturday morning, a 17-year-old boy was arrested following a high-speed chase, a crash, and an attempted escape on foot. The incident began at approximately 12:10 a.m. when deputies spotted a white car speeding in the Super 8 Motel driveway. When deputies attempted to stop the car, it sped away, reaching speeds of 104 miles per hour. For safety reasons, the chase was temporarily halted, according to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds. Shortly thereafter, other deputies observed a 2010 white Kia Optima speeding at about 65 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone near the intersection of Garner Lake Road and Highway 51. The car ran a red light and collided with a tan 1996 Ford pickup, causing the truck to spin 180 degrees. The car came to a stop on the south shoulder of Highway 51. The driver of the pickup was unharmed, but three teens fled from the Kia. Law enforcement quickly established a perimeter and detained a 15-year-old boy near a storage area within 5 minutes. Two 17-year-old boys were found hiding beneath a deck on East Collins Road. Reynolds said the boys were uncooperative, allegedly pretending to have guns in their waistbands, making threats, and throwing gang signs, according to a deputy's report. Deputies used a taser on the boys and took them to a hospital for evaluation. A Taurus G2 9mm handgun loaded with a round in the chamber and a magazine containing 7 rounds was recovered in the area. After being medically cleared, the 17-year-old passenger was arrested for interfering with an officer. The 17-year-old driver faced multiple charges, including driving under the influence of alcohol, eluding, interference, hit and run, 2 counts of speeding, tobacco possession, and a stoplight violation. The driver also had outstanding warrants from Niobrara County for felony theft, aggravated burglary, and conspiracy to commit burglary, and from Platte County for 2 counts of burglary and auto theft. The 15-year-old was released to his parents. Changes in Wyoming's coal production may call for changes in tax structure. New policy could affect the future coal mining of the Powder River Basin and, in turn, Wyoming's tax structure. According to the Wyoming News Service, the Powder River Basin produced nearly 44% of the country's coal last year at 252 million tons. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management has proposed ending new federal coal leases. If approved, the state may need to restructure its tax revenue system. University of Wyoming economics professor Robert Goodby says there's no easy substitute for the coal industry's contribution to tax base, especially since much of the coal is exported and Wyoming benefits from taxing its importers. Goodby said, "And so really the challenge is we will have to find multiple sectors of economic development to replace the private benefit that coal creates. If it comes to that," Goodby says, "the state will need to use caution in taxing other industries, building new revenue streams without chasing businesses out of Wyoming. The coal industry is responsible for about 20,000 jobs and roughly $250 million in state tax revenue, which largely funds K-12 schools across Wyoming." For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.